Hello, welcome to the James Cooley Show. It's your life. I'm your host, Dr. James J.C. Cooley. And wow, tell you, we got an absolutely fantastic, sensational show coming your way today. We got this guest that was on 4 years ago that was working on this film. He finally completed it. We're going to talk about that one. Good friend, doing some great things. And I tell you what, I'm going to hold off right now. How you doing, Dr. Cooley? How you doing today?
I'm doing great. I love having this guest back on the show. You know, I'm a film person and I love independent films. Even when Blockbuster used to be back out there in the day, I used to always go to the independent film movie section and just buy and just rent those. So I'm really interested in this.
Wow. I'm excited about that one. How you doing today, Todd? How you doing?
I'm ready. I'm excited for today's show. It's going to be a great one. Something a little bit different than normal.
A little bit different. I guess where I'm at, Todd.
San Diego, Temecula.
Oh, yes. I'm back. I got here a couple hours ago, and I'm excited. You know what?
Did you already visit Rosati's for some of that deep dish pizza?
I'm probably going to get some before the week is up and try to get him to come on the show and do a lot of things. But, you know, I'm excited about the show today. This guest been here, just like I said, 4 years, a little bit more than 4 years ago. And he is back on with the completed movie. So, hey, Todd, I want to lock all the different platforms in at the same time. We're going to introduce this great guest. And we're going to talk about this new movie called Staycation. So I tell you what, let's do it.
All right. And just a reminder, if you want to call and leave a comment, it's 1-888-344-1170. And now we're locking it in here in 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
It's Your Life is sponsored by James J.C. Cooley.
Doctor, Doctor, James J.C. Cooley. The James Cooley Show. It's Your Life.
Hello, and welcome to the James Cooley Show. It's Your Life. I'm your host, Dr. James J.C. Cooley. And wow, I'm excited. You can see the excitement. My face. A couple of reasons why I'm excited. Just got back from California about 2.5 hours ago. And, you know, so back in Temecula, San Diego. I mean, just beautiful state. I love it. And I know that Michelle is a little jealous of being back in Texas. She did not want to come with me this time, but that's okay. As you see a beautiful face on the screen. Michelle, I'm excited about this show that we got.
Well, I'm excited too. It's not that I didn't want to come back with you. We got our black lab who needs our TLC, so we got to take care of her. But yeah, I'm really excited about the show today, this returning guest. As I mentioned earlier, I'm a film person, and you'll be surprised in the films I can name.
I know you can name them all. I just never got into. I'm talking about on a regular basis going to the movies. You love it. And, you know, you make me go. But you're not going to have to make me go to this movie right here where we got this guest when it comes out. I'm going to be front and center in line. So I tell you what, whichever platform that you're watching us on, if you want to be part of the show, all you have to do is go to that platform, go to the comments, ask any questions that you might have. I promise you we'll get you an answer. Or you can pick up the phone and dial 1-888-344-1170. That's KCBQ, AM 1170 Answer, FM 96.1, The Answer, San Diego. And Todd will pat you through. Michelle, I'm excited. Can you please introduce the title of the show, the purpose of the show, and introduce this absolutely fantastic returning guest?
Oh, yes. Well, the title of today's show is Staycation. And what is this? Staycation is Russ Emanuel, award-winning American director, producer, independent filmmaker, his latest feature film. We're going to talk about Russ's film career. We're going to talk about just everything that went into creating this film and talking about filming and production during COVID. Wow. So again, he's an award-winning director, producer, independent filmmaker, having directed such actors as Olivia Diablo, John Hurt, Robert Picardo, Vincent Pastore, Glynis O'Connor, Haley Kate Eisenberg, Jeremy London, and so many more. He grew up in both Japan and the United States and graduated from USC to study cinema and television. He founded Russin Productions in 2002 to promote his films, including Girl with Gun and documentary Restoration of Paradise. Presently, Staycation, the sequel to Routine, which they just completed, marks Emmanuel's sixth foray into feature filmmaking after directing PJ, Chasing the Green, The Legends of Nadia, Occupants, and Whisper. So please welcome back to our show, amazing award-winning American director, producer, independent filmmaker, Russ Emmanuel.
Hey, how you doing, Russ? Man, it's been a while, man, since I seen you or had you on the show. How you doing? How you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. You know, I guess relieved that I finally completed Staycation. It took 4 years. I think the last time I was on the show, it's before we even started. So, you know, that was to promote my other film, the action film, The Assassin's Apprentice, if not mistaken, or part two. But yeah, thank you so much for having me again on the show. I really appreciate it.
Man, it was an absolute pleasure. Last time you was on the show, you was in the studio with me, and that was so much fun.
Oh, the studio was amazing, you know, and I was so happy to go. Trust me, I was like enamored. So thank you.
You know, I have watched a couple of your films, PJ, and they're fantastic. You are a great, great director, producer, filmmaker. You know, can you tell our audience and viewers a little bit more about you? Why are you so passionate about what you're doing? First of all, how did you get into this other than USC? And why are you so passionate about what you're doing and how you go about making these absolutely fantastic, wonderful films?
Well, you know, for me, it's the composer John Williams. I've probably said this many, many times on different interviews, but it's the composer John Williams. And he's the composer of films like, you know, the Richard Donner Superman, the Star Wars films, Indiana Jones, Jurassic Park. But it seems ever since I was a kid, I was, I guess, musically inclined. And, you know, for me, you know, music really, you know, helps set the tone of a film. And it gives me the goosebumps, if you will. I think, you know, I was born in 1977. So what was it? The Richard Donner film, Superman, came out in 78. And I think when I was a kid, I must have watched it a billion times because, you know, that music really stuck in my head, even to this present day. And, you know, I remember when I was like 15 or 16, this is when I lived in Japan. I saw Jurassic Park in the theater, and I remember, man, you know, the helicopter sequence at the beginning of the film when, you know, the protagonists, they were in the helicopter going to Isla Nublar, and then you hear that score with the, you know, the rousing score of the main theme of Jurassic Park with the cinematography, the acting, et cetera, et cetera. It just really clicked for me. So, you know, 15-year-old Russ was just really like excited, if you will. And, you know, when I was in a senior in high school in Japan at a school called Canadian Academy in Kobe, Japan, we had to do a project that took the whole year. And I made a Star Trek episode, and I'm a big Star Trek fan. So I did a Deep Space Nine episode. And I remember, you know, we built the runabout set. The runabout is the ship on the show. And, you know, I had my actors and, you know, they're wearing the uniforms. I actually have the uniforms still. They're really good quality. So, you know, they lasted, what, 30 some years. And that project, you know, we screened it in the main auditorium. And I actually sold VHS tapes. And that's how I'm dating myself. VHS, what is that, right? But yeah, we sold VHS tapes. So it's like, you know, I did pre-production, production, post-production, and publicity, which is selling the film, you know, as a 17-year-old kid. And that got me into University of Southern California, the cinema school. when I was in school, so USC, and I also went to UCLA Extension, I met my future filmmaking partner, Emil Harris, who was very integral in every single film I've done, every one of them. Without him, I would not be here. And he unfortunately passed away last year. And at some point, I would like to talk more about that. But he is the other half of our current film, Staycation. He wrote it, he was the editor, he was the DP, and he was in the middle of doing visual effects when he passed away last year. So with him, we made the films like Girl with Gun that, you know, that Michelle mentioned, and that film got the attention of my filmmaking producer, Howard Nash, and a big shout out to Howard. And without Howard, I would not be here. So Howard saw Girl with Gun. He hired me to do PJ, my first feature film with the late John Hurd. And because of that, we did Chasing the Green, then Nathaya, then Occupants, which is this film right here. It's the one that got me on the map, if you will. And then I did American Whisper. And then because of that, then we did, Staycation. So, yeah.
Wow. I mean, so you mentioned Space Nine, Michelle and I are big time trackies, and you know, you mentioned Howard as well. I mean, Howard been on the show a couple of times doing great things, and you know, I hope he's watching the show right now, you know. So
I hope he's doing well. He's in Tampa, Florida.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. You know, so we've got a couple minutes before the break. You had an opportunity to, you know, sell your films and do all type of things and bring the big old production in. Why do you choose to do independent films?
You know, with independent films, you have more, I guess, creative leeway that you wouldn't have on a bigger studio. You know, you have less hats, you know, telling you what to do, if you will. But that said, you know, even doing an independent film is a collaboration. You know, if you ever see me on Facebook, and I'm on Facebook, you know, and Instagram and etc., you know, X, Twitter, and I always say go team Staycation, go team Assassins, go team Whisper, because, you know, it takes that team to make it happen. Staycation was about 300 people involved, you know, cast, crew, family, friends, you know, contributors and etc., to make it happen. So you know, it's a collaboration, and you know, we all work together to make it happen with the independent, you know, to make these independent films.
Wow, I tell you what.
Yeah.
Hold that thought. We're gonna take a station break, but I tell you what, we just started our first segment is always get to know the guests. And we got a lot more we're gonna learn about this guest because you're doing some great things. Tell you, whichever platform that you're watching this on, if you want to be part of the show, all you have to do is go to the comments of the platform, over 6 to 8 live platforms that you're watching this on. Go to the comments, that's any question that you might have, or pick up the phone and dial 1-888-344-1170. Again, that's 1-888-344-1170. It's your life. And we'll see you shortly after the break.
There's more stories of greatness to help you overcome adversity coming up on It's Your Life with James Cooley.
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! It's the James Cooley Show! It's your life! Doctor! James! Cooley!
Really get a chance to know who you are. And once you know who you are, you truly know who you are, love who you are. Love who you are. You're a masterpiece. Love who you are. Love who you were born to be. Love me some me. That's what I'm talking about. When you leave high school, you gotta know today or tomorrow, hopefully today, what your plans are. Hopefully, you know, there is no bad decision unless there is no plan. Create, collaborate, commit with confidence. Commit with what?
Commit with what?
In everything that you do.
Noah Dingley here, producer of The James Cooley Show, It's Your Life. And the new audio version of James' book, Country Boy, City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet, is a must-have. James shares his true life story of struggle and success in America. It's both a cautionary tale and a roadmap to achieving the American dream. Get the new audio version of Country Boy, City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet by James Cooley on Amazon.com or wherever audiobooks are sold.
By James J.C. Cooley, available on Amazon and everywhere books are sold.
Hello, welcome back to the James Cooley Show. It's Your Life, and I tell you, the fun already started the first segment. That's really getting ready to get started because we're getting ready to talk about staycation. Oh, yeah. I have seen the trailers, and in a minute, I'm going to let you see the trailer. So I tell you what, grab you a couple of bags of popcorn right now. I mean, get you three or four right now because you're going to need it, because we're going to go off into this one. I'll tell you what, if you want to be part of the conversation, I'll make it easy for you. Just pick up the phone. Call Todd. Tell Todd I told you to call him at 1-888-344-1170. Again, that's 1-888-344-1170. Russ, man, I'm excited about your movie that you just completed, because I remember talking to you in 2019 when you first started working on it. And just to see some of the final product of this is exciting. And I know that it's going to drive people to the movie theaters because they're going to want to see this. Yes, so can you tell our viewers and our listeners who was it one person that inspired you to write this? Was it several, or did the thoughts? I know you're talking about your partner that wrote it for you, but inspired you to go in production and produce this one. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it started in early 2020, right before COVID. My filmmaking partner and I were thinking of ideas of what to do for our next film. And, you know, he suggested I invest in a camera package, which I did. It's a Panasonic Lumix 6K mirrorless camera, which we use to film. And that's a Netflix okayed camera, if you will. So we did a short film called Routine, and we happened to film in April 2020, right when COVID was, you know, getting really bad. And we filmed at my condo, my old condo, and a great actress, Paige Laurie Pacelle, she was okay to film with us. So it was Harris, myself, and her, and we did that film called Routine. And we got it out there, and luckily people liked it. There was an animated sequence at the end of the film done by an amazing artist named Dave Beatty. He did comic strips for, DC and Marvel Comics. So that film, I guess we were thinking outside the box, what can we do during COVID? And because of that, it got the interest of my investors for Staycation. And Staycation basically is kind of like a sequel, kind of like more like a midquel, if you will, of Routine. So Routine sort of takes place like in the middle of Staycation. And our lead actress, Paige, she came back to reprise her role as Cassie from Routine in Staycation. So what inspired us? COVID. I mean, Staycation is a social commentary, kind of like a horror comedy. It's a horror film, but it's a social commentary on how we reacted to COVID. So basically, what does, you know, everybody do, you know, around the world during a global pandemic, which, you know, we did, because how many people can, you know, I guess, associate with the pandemic now? It's pretty much everybody in the world. Right. So we knew that, you know, people could relate to the film. And, you know, I went through a staycation. You know, we all had to. You went through a staycation. We couldn't leave our house. Remember that? We had to wear the mask, sanitize everything. So the film touches on that, you know. And, you know, again, it's with a horror twist. So there are elements of it that are, you know, relatable.
Hold that thought. Let's. I got to show this. I want our viewers and listeners to understand what you're talking about. Here we go.
We are knee deep into this pandemic, and there are more questions than there are answers.
Maddie, can you hear me okay?
Heaven have mercy, she lives.
Have you been wearing your gloves and your masks when you're outside?
Of course.
If you're going to be that close, please be considerate.
So how does it feel fighting the virus every day?
Sorry, this baby's spoken for.
What, like real guns? I'm a pacifist.
Help! Help!
I foresee the virus consuming us all.
What are you still standing there for?
It's not isolated. We're getting reports from around the world.
That bad?
Huh? Whoa, what in the world is going on out there?
Oh no! Oh. Ah.
My condolences.
Cautious optimism at least, Professor?
Wow. I bet a lot of folks out there can't wait to come out. Yeah. So
yeah. Thank you.
So can you pick back up and tell our viewers and listeners what this film is all about? I know you started it, but I thought I would sneak that trailer in so that they can have a visual understanding.
Yeah, it follows four lead characters, if you will. Two are college-age women named Britt and Marnie. And basically, they are, you know, housebound. You know, they're not able, they're forced to live together, if you will, you know. And they're like polar opposites, kind of like the Odd Couple. That's what we're going for. So, you know, Britt is more rigid and conservative, where Marnie is more free-flowing, if you will. And it, you know, hopefully, you know, the interaction between the two is, you know, funny. I mean, this is kind of like a horror comedy, if you will, you know, this film. But it follows their, I guess, antics, you know, during this pandemic, this horror pandemic. And the virus is called the Nix virus, and it basically makes people become zombie-like, if you will. So yeah, basically you see that, then you see the other main characters, which is Professor Edward Bellows, played by Star Trek's Sean Kenny. And he's trying to find a cure for this virus, you know, and he goes on a show with a renowned journalist, Grace Baxter, played by Olivia Dabo of Star Wars and Star Trek. And basically, you know, she holds him to the hard questions, and he says, we're doing what we can. And he basically interacts with one patient in the film that seems to have some immunity to this virus. And that patient's named Kathy. And she is trying to, I guess, get back together with her her boyfriend, Matt, who happens to be in another country, and he cannot get home because of the restrictions. If you remember during COVID, you know, we couldn't fly, we couldn't do anything. Well, that's what's happening in this world. So, you know, just like COVID, there's like a buffer period where you can get this, you're asymptomatic, and they're asymptomatic. And what happens then is they become, you know, symptomatic within like 2 weeks. They get flu-like symptoms, just like COVID. So basically, it's all like, you know, COVID-esque, if you will. And hopefully by the end of the film, I know I'm babbling here, but, you know, people will get a, you know, a meaning from this film.
Well, we got a caller, Paul, on line one. Hey, how you doing, Paul? How you doing?
Oh, doing great. Thanks.
Hey, hi, Paul.
Hey, Russ.
Yeah. Hey, yeah,
I heard you were on the air and thought I'd give you a call and congratulate you. I understand that Staycation is getting released.
Yeah, it will be. We just completed in a couple weeks ago. So, yeah, it will be out early next year.
Terrific. I'm really looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Hey, Paul, I'm looking forward to it as well, you know, because I, just like I said, 4 years ago, Russ and I, he was telling me about the ideals that him and his partner had for this. And so I'm excited, you know, to see how it has blossomed. And I love the trailer. I love the trailer. You know, so, hey, thanks so much, Paul.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know, so Russ, what was it like with the cast and identifying the right folks for the roles that you and Harris had envisioned in your mind or making this, bringing this to fruition? So how was that process?
Well, I worked with, you know, the writer, editor, Emil Harris, the late Emil Harris. And, you know, we both had ideas of our main characters. So I knew that I wanted, you know, Sean Kenny and Olivia Dabo to play, you know, Professor Bellows and Grace Baxter. They were in my mind. As for, you know, Britt and Marnie and Matt and Kathy, we did an extensive search through our casting director, Jennifer Durst, who also has a pretty big role in the film. She's the daughter of Professor Bellows in the film. Jennifer looked through, I don't know, I think over 1,000 submissions, and she parceled it down to 10 likely ones for each of the roles. And then I interviewed via, you know, Zoom, because again, this is during COVID, so we couldn't have like auditions in person, right? And I picked our Matt, Kathy, Britt, and Marnie. So Jill Stryker, Bailey Sorrell, you know, Catherine LaSalle, and Lily Ivering. And I was just so happy that we were able to get those roles. But it took, you know, Jennifer, and just she had to go through over 1,000 submissions. So, yeah. That's how we did it, you know, and then that's how we picked our lead roles.
Wow. So how did you tackle the intense and perhaps the universal subjects that you portray in this? Because you mentioned this is not just something in the United States that happened. It happened all around the world. So how did you go about getting the reliability along with, you know, a way of portraying this where other people around the world could get an understanding of this great
Well, movie. Like this. Look, we're doing kind of like a Zoom-esque type meeting right now, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that's how people interacted, you know, in their businesses or, you know, socially. They couldn't interact in person. So a lot of the film is kind of like what we did with Occupants, where people are staring at the camera. It's called found footage, you know? So there are a lot of scenes in the film where it's like this. I'm staring at you, the fourth wall, the audience. So that's how we interacted. And we did that on purpose, you know. There's other scenes that are more cinematic, of course, but we definitely wanted to found footage vibe.
Wow. This is so great of a conversation. We got to take a station break. We're going to come back. We got a lot more that we're going to talk about. And I tell you, if you want to be part of this conversation, a couple of ways you can do this. You can go to the platform that you're watching us on. Go to the comments, ask any questions that you might have. Or you can pick up that phone and dial 1-888-344-1170. Again, that's 1-888-344-1170. It's Your Life, and we'll be back with a lot more of Russ Manger shortly after the break.
There's more stories of greatness to help you overcome adversity coming up on It's Your Life with James Cooley.
Craving a slice of Chicago right here in Temecula Wine Country? Then dive into legendary Chicago deep dish style pizza at Rosati's Pizza Pub. Piled high with gooey cheese, rich tomato sauce, and your favorite toppings, Rosati's delivers the taste of the Windy City right to your table or front door. Enjoy the cozy pub atmosphere and an impressive selection of Temecula wines. Come on down to Rosati's Pizza Pub for your slice of Chicago right here on Rancho California Road, or order online at myrosati's.com. Rosati's, where Chicago deep dish pizza meets Temecula charm.
Become an overcomer, because a bigger, better, and more impactful life awaits you. Get the new audio version of his book, Country Boy City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet, by Dr. James Cooley, on Amazon or wherever books are sold.
Hello, welcome back to the James Cooley Show. It's Your Life, and my special guest here, Russ Emanuel, new film, Staycation, already and done, coming out next year. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. And there's a lot of the things that he is doing, and kind of give you a sense of how the filmmaking business and, you know, the background, the actors and all of those things play a role in making sure that, you know, great movies that he had been produced and continue to do. I mean, I done saw a few of his movies. I think they're fantastic, and you would love them too. And he's going to tell you how you can go about getting and watching some of his previous movies. You know, but hey, Todd, I told you to grab you 4 or 5 bags of popcorn. I don't even know if you Todd, you got any left?
I've gone through all 5. I'm popping some more right now. No, this is a great show. And also, I didn't know you were a Trekkie. James,
Absolutely. Michelle and I done watched all of the episodes of Deep Space Nine. I'm talking about even the 60s and the 70s with Captain Kirk and all of them, all the different series. So we are big time Trekkie.
Very, very cool.
And one of the things that, Russ had mentioned to you is a lot of folks that was in the Star Trek movie, been some of them been in his movies. Mm-hmm. I mean, quite a few of them.
I'm sure as a director, right, when you find an actor you like working with, you want to keep working with them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely. You know, it's a collaboration and you want to work with people that you like, right? So, yeah, definitely. I mean, I've had the honor of directing Robert Picardo of Star Trek Voyager. He was the holographic doctor. He's in the new show, Starfleet Academy. I guess they're filming right now in Canada. I directed, you know, Marina Sirtis, who was Counselor Deanna Troi on Star Trek The Next Generation. Armin Shimerman, who was Quark on Star Trek Deep Space Nine. I mentioned in, you know, Staycation, we have Sean Kenny, who was the crippled Captain Pike in the original Star Trek series. We have Olivia Dabo. She was a young Q in the episode True Q of The Next Generation, you know, interacting with John Delancey's character. We have Tracy Coco. She was a featured background actor in three of the TV shows, Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, and Voyager, and I guess three of the feature films. She was played Lieutenant Jay. And we also have actors like Eileen Dietz, who was the Pazuzu in The Exorcist. We have Lorraine Landon, who was in Maniac Cop. We have Kelly Maroney, who was in Night of the Comet. So, you know, we just have a wonderful cast that I just love working with. And, you know, they've been very supportive of me, and hopefully, you know, I can reciprocate.
You know what? Kelly Maroney, and I'm really good at the names. I believe she used to be in the soap opera when she was little.
Ryan's Hope. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
You're right.
Yeah. She had all this curly hair and everything like that.
Yeah, she has a very funny role in Staycation.
Oh, she does?
Really hilarious.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, do you have, how do you say create the characters in your mind? Like when you're creating them, the personality, the quirks, the, you know, the mannerisms. When you do that, does a certain actor or actress come to mind when you're doing that, whether you're writing it down, pen and paper, or you're just imagining it?
Yeah, like I mentioned, Sean Kenny was Professor Bellows in my mm-hmm. mind. And part of the reason is I had directed him in The Assassin's Apprentice too, mm-hmm. as a lead scientist named Trey. And I just... we put him in a bow tie and he was kind of a nerd, you know, a tech nerd. And I said, that's perfect for Professor Bellows. So we kind of emulated that, you know, from that film into Staycation. And I'm like, you know, she's Sean. I loved you as Trey. I loved working with you. You know, would you like to do a new role in Staycation? And, you know, I was grateful that he said yes, you know, and he and his wife Taki are just like, perfect. And a shout out to our head executive producer. His name is Bill Victor Arikan. And he played Rob Peterson, the radio personality, talking about radio. Well, he was Rob Peterson in Routine. And I wanted that really funky personality. You know, he had like, I'm Rob Peterson, kind of like really excited, you know, overexcited because, you know, this is a pandemic, so you had to overexcite people to make him a little happy, right? Not depressed. Mm-hmm. So we carried that role on into Staycation. I told Bill, I'm like, I would like to have you reprise your role. What do you think? And he said yes. So yes, I definitely have, you know, certain actors in mind that I want to play certain roles.
How do you figure out, Russ, with the films you have made, that a sequel is warranted? Because as we know in Hollywood, sometimes sequels are great, better than the original, like The Godfather 2 compared to Godfather. I mean, they were both amazing. We won't talk about 3, but 1 and 2 are amazing.
3? What's 3? Yeah, I know.
But how do you figure out, like, this deserves a sequel? Or, like, when you're making the film and you complete it, the sequel immediately come into your mind after you completed it? Or later on down the line, like there's more stories to be told?
Well, with Staycation, we definitely plan to do more. And in fact, I already wrote a 93-page script for Staycation 2. So Staycation 2, which I showed to Bill Victor, and he liked it, thankfully, knock on wood. I grew up watching these blockbuster films, kind of like, you know, George Lucas's Star Wars. And I've always, you know, if you relate to certain characters, I think you want to see where they go, mm-hmm. you know, after the finite amount of time, which in this case is a 94-minute feature film or routine. You had, you know, Cassie. So what is Cassie doing now? And we kind of extrapolated that into Staycation, you know, and you can see what she's doing now. And same thing with Britt and Marnie or Matt and Kathy. You will see them in Staycation 2, you know, which I, again, had written as a 93-page script. So, yeah. In my mind, you know, I kind of see, hopefully, Staycation as a franchise.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to ask you something, but I know we're almost getting ready to go to the break, but it's something I want you to think about. Sometimes movies, you know, whether they're major studio, independent film, they come to television as series. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I want you to think about, have you ever considered any of your movies being on television as a series, whether it could be Netflix, you know, limited series, Paramount Plus, or whatever reaches out to you. But just think about that, and we would get ready to go to break. James?
Wow. You know, these, I can't wait to get the answer to this. You know, but I got to take a station break. But as you see, viewers and listeners out there, this Staycation, and when we come back, Russ is going to tell you a little bit more about his other films. If you want to reach out and, you know, and check those out as well, he's going to tell you how to do it. But I tell you, if you want to be part of this conversation, all you have to do is just go to the comments, just like I always tell you, whichever platform out of 68 that you're checking us out on, all you have to do is go to the comment, ask any questions that you might have, or you can pick up the phone and dial 1-888-344-1170. KCBQ, AM 1170, answer. FM 96.1, the answer. San Diego, remember, is your life. And we'll be back with some more Russ Emanuel shortly after the break.
There's more stories of greatness to help you overcome adversity. Coming up on It's Your Life with James Cooley.
A Black Man's Point of View is the newest Amazon.com number one.
Doctor,
J.C. Cooley from the United States of America, and I am here to just say, first of all, I'm so happy and honored to be on it, to be in the Coffee Book 2023, Unified Brain Z and the other organizations. Thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to be a part of this collection.
Doctor, and engaging storytelling, James paints a picture about his arrival in a rural deep south town and realization that life would never be the same. Cooley lays out his struggle to adjust from city life to country life and back again, sharing his hard-earned lessons to educate, encourage, and enlighten our next generation of leaders and heroes. Get your copy of Country Boy, City Boy, A Journey That Ain't Over Yet by James J.C. Cooley, available on Amazon and everywhere books are sold.
Craving a slice of Chicago right here in Temecula Wine Country? Then dive into legendary Chicago deep dish style pizza at Rosati's Pizza Pub. Piled high with gooey cheese, rich tomato sauce, and your favorite toppings, Rosati's delivers the taste of the Windy City right to your table or front door. Enjoy the cozy pub atmosphere and an impressive selection of Temecula wines. Come on down to Rosati's Pizza Pub for your slice of Chicago right here on Rancho California Road, or order online at myrosati's.com. Rosati's, where Chicago deep dish pizza meets Temecula charm.
It's the James Cooley show.
Hello, welcome back to the James Cooley Show Life. And I tell you, just enjoying this. Michelle, an hour is not long enough. We need to run something for at least 2-3 hours, you know. So this is such a fantastic interview that we're having with him. And just like I said, we're looking forward to the movie coming out. But, you know, Russ, you got a lot of movies that you have done. Now, our viewers probably out there wondering how can they see some of the movies that you already have done? And where does Staycation, in your mind, rank among some of the good movies that you have done?
Oh, no. That's an awful question. It's the best one, of course. you can see it through russim.com, russsem.com, which is my production company, Russim Productions. And there's links to the various films I've done. And you could see those films on places like Tubi TV for free. Or Amazon.com. So, you know, if you go to Tubi TV, just type in Russ Emmanuel. My films will come up. Same thing with Amazon. You'll see them there. And I know you had a question, right, about TV series?
Yeah. Yes. Would that be something you consider?
Yes.
You know, one of your amazing films being brought as a... It could be a limited television series like mm-hmm. they do in a lot of streaming platforms. Is that something you would consider?
I'm getting the goosebumps. Yes, definitely. Because like Staycation, I think I mentioned we filmed piecemeal over 2 years because of COVID, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, the film is kind of like if you saw the original RoboCop from 1987, you have the A story and the B story, but it's interspersed by, you know, like commercials, like really zany commercials, which have in Staycation. I mean, that was kind of the inspiration. Well, guess what? You know, each of those commercials is, you know, its own individual story, and they can be told, you know, over again, a TV show or a limited series or whatnot. So yeah, I would love to extrapolate on the idea of Staycation. You know, Staycation, you only have 94 minutes, but you know, like the third season of Picard, you know, it's basically one long movie told, Star Trek Picard told in what, 10 episodes? So like 10 hour movie, you know? I would love to have a 10 hour movie, you know? People will watch it, you know, because it's a series.
And you know, Russ, we have a call on the line. Her name is Janine. She's from Vegan Zombie, and she has a question for you.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, Russ. I don't know that I have a question other than a thank you so much for putting me in your film.
Yeah, she was a zombie in Staycation. She actually interacted with Kelly Maroney's character.
Oh, you know? Okay.
Yeah, so Janine, do you have any, what was it like working with Kelly Maroney?
You know, the whole process was so great. You make it so much fun. And even through the mess that was the pandemic, it was just nuts. And I appreciate it. So much fun. And yeah, I don't know. It was just something I'd never thought I would ever do, never thought planned to do. But you have made it. I can't wait to see the film kind of thing.
So Janine is a vegan, and you know, zombies eat meat. So that was kind of like a joke because, you know, obviously a vegan zombie, that's kind of like oxymoron, well, I guess.
I would want a vegan zombie around me.
What, you eat, you know, you munch down on tomatoes, right? Yeah, I thought that was kind of hilarious. But yeah, we dressed her up as a zombie and, you know, I had her doing that. Like that. It was fun. Yeah, and we put her cat, I got to mention, there's cats in this film. Her cat, the Finley, is in Staycation. Oh. And yeah, I was inspired by her cat. Right, Janine?
Yes, and you can't believe what they brought me for lunch.
what did they bring you for lunch, Janine?
Oh God, they brought me kimchi and this, that, and the other, and I hate kimchi. You know? But it was fun. It was so much fun. And I love everybody on set, and it was really great.
Janine, thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling and telling us about your experience working with Russ.
Thanks, Russ, Janine. That made me laugh.
Russ, I want to talk about Emil Harris. Your filmmaking partner. Can you tell us a little bit more about this amazing person?
Look, he's the other half of Staycation. There would be no Staycation without Emil. His name is Emil, but I always called him Harris. You know, that's Harris's last name. I met him in 2002 at the UCLA Extension course, and we made short films together, and one was Girl with Gun. You know, he wrote it, he was the editor, he was the DP, and because of that, again, I was able to, you know, connect with Howard Nash. And Howard, you know, hired him to be the editor of PJ, and he loved it. He loved his editing so much. Then we worked together on Chasing the Green. Then we worked together on Legend of Thaya. Then he was the DP and editor of Occupants, this film here, you know, this film, which again, it won a lot of accolades, like, you know, the best sci-fi feature film at Shriekfest, you know, the renowned Shriekfest Horror Film Festival, you know, or best director for me at the Las Cruces International Film Festival. Well, guess what? His editing, his cinematography, everything. It was just without him, his writing, there would not be Staycation. And I was so sad when he passed away last July. I mean, it just, you know, and I just hope he's looking down from heaven and he loves this film, because I did my best to complete it by myself, you know, without him, without his guidance. I really did. So.
Well, I'm sure his guidance, you know, guided you to making this amazing film. And we're getting ready to close the show now. But is there 30 seconds or less? What do you want to tell the audience about Staycation? I mean, you've talked about it, but what is the message that you want to tell the audience about this amazing film?
I think that, you know, for better or worse, we will get through this global pandemic. You know, we can all work together. We could all relate with each other, because guess what? We're one human race. And you know what? I just hope when you see Staycation, that whoever sees it for 94 minutes, they are entertained. I really do hope so. And thank you again for having me on the show. Thank you for anybody who's listening to the show. Thank you to Paul and Janine for calling into the show, and just thank you.
Wow. Hey, Russ, I would love to invite you back again if your schedule permits.
If you want me, yeah, please. I'm very honored. Thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely fantastic. So I want to thank Russ Emanuel for taking the time to come on the show. I'd like to thank Dr. Michelle Cooley for putting together another outstanding show. I'd like to thank Todd, KCBQA, and 70 Answer, our great San Diego studio. Most importantly, I'd like to thank our viewers and our listeners for tuning in to the James Cooley Show, It's Your Life, Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, live on 68 platforms. And also, you can tune in Saturday and Sunday, the best of the James Cooley Show, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Always dream big, think big, and be big. At everything you do, we'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place. It's your life.
Doctor, James, JC, Cooley. Alert.